You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Football season's here, and that means it's time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. We told you, you were going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns for his Wednesday presser. And coach, the floor is yours.
I mean, very much looking forward to the opportunity this weekend to face the Cardinals in our building. I mean, they're playing well. And they present a lot of challenges for us, but you know, our focus, as it always is more on us than it is on the opponent. We have to respond with a great week of prep that's already started, and we have to be better for longer, and that's been, you know, some of our issues. We've played well in stretches, and haven't been able to. And that's what this league is about: play well enough at a consistent level to end up on the positive side. What's coming into town is a very well-rounded football team. Offensively, I think both O and D are rated fourth in the league in total. Offensively, led by Carson Palmer, who's healthy. He's really getting the ball out quick. You could see he's got his strength back. You know, he's a big fan of pushing the ball down the field. It's a lot of vertical routes. Take advantage of their team speed. Chris Johnson has bounced back and has found a place in Arizona. I think he's second in the league in rushing at this point. You know, but overall they do a lot schematically. A lot of speed on the field. They pose a lot of problems defensively. You know, very aggressive front. I mean, we faced the same scheme essentially in week one with Todd Bowles. Actually, a lot of our prep work for the Jets was watching Arizona film. They've continued to run a lot of the same things schematically. So there's some things for us that helpful there from a prep standpoint. You know, personnel wise, I think Calais Campbell is playing at an extremely high level. Anybody that saw the game, you know, Monday night, you know, would agree with that. But they're very aggressive up front. And then on the back end, Patrick Peterson is one of the premier corners in this league and is certainly playing to that level. Special teams-wise, you know, Peterson is the punt returner. They've done some good things teams-wise. Will certainly be a big challenge for us in all three phases. On the injury front, As we expected, Josh will not practice today, but he is improving. We'll just take it down. He's truly day-to-day. We'll see where he is tomorrow. Joe Hayden has cleared the concussion protocol. He will be returning to practice. Gip will also be out there today along with Craig. So they're all chance to have all three back, which would be a big boost for us defensively. Hawk is in the concussion protocol. You know, Poyer will, as we expected, it will be out with the shoulder. Hausler is making very good progress, but he will not be out there today. Duke will not be at practice today. He is excused for personal reasons, but everybody else should be out there going. I'll open it up.
Mike, is it strictly with the shoulder with Josh?
I mean, I would say that's the. I mean, there are a couple other dings, but that's the main injury. No, he'll get the one reps.
Is Josh such a veteran and so well versed in this offense that even if you get him to Friday and he can't do too much, if he feels okay, would you still start?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how we'll worry about making that decision. If that's the case, we'll see if he can go tomorrow. And if he can't, I think a big part of what we're doing now is the walkthrough stuff. The good thing about it is we're carrying over a lot of concepts, stuff that he's practiced, stuff that he's thrown in games. So as far as getting those actual reps in practice at this point, it's important, but I wouldn't put a ton of stock into it. So we'll see where he is, and at the end of the week, we'll have enough information to make a decision.
Is it a pain tolerance thing for
him, Mike? And do you know if he's thrown a ball since he left the game Sunday?
I don't know. I don't know if he's thrown. I just know that there's some soreness there, and he's working through it.
Did you expect, you know, watching him walk off and just the way he was, did you in your mind think no way on this for this next game?
He looked how we all felt. So I think a lot of guys, it's amazing what a couple of days off will do for you to kind of get you back going. So yeah, I mean, it's I know it you know, afterwards didn't look good, and when you watch the tape, you know, he took some unnecessary hits, but he's as we all know, he's tough as nails, and you know, we'll just see how the week goes.
Revitalize Chris Johnson?
Not sure. You know, not their day to day, but it's just, you could see he's you know, they're play. Again, when you evaluate a player, you also have to look at how are they playing around him. And this is a good offensive line. I think their guards are outstanding. Cooper and Iupati, the tight ends block well. I mean, there's yardage to be had there, and he does a good job getting additional and hitting runs, making people miss. I mean, you saw the run he had the other night, the 60-yarder after, you know, he had the sense, didn't hear the whistle, and made a heck of a play.
In the context of the possibility that Zell will play Sunday, what do you take from his one full start, full game, as to how that applies to what you might get in another start?
No, and that would give us some confidence if that were in fact the case for Sunday, that he went through a week of preparation, took the game plan from the meeting room to the field, was interactive with it with the staff. What do I like? What do I don't like? Got out there and was able to execute those plays in practice, and it carried over to the game, and we're, you know, fortunate to have, you know, be able to come up with a winning effort.
Mike, how would you view the performance of the offensive line through the first 7 games?
I would say, you know, if you asked all them, I think it would be inconsistent. I think at times they've played extremely well, and then other times have left some plays out there, and you know, missed some opportunities. But it's you know, that's a, you know, it's a tough-minded group, competitive group, and you know, if they have a performance you would consider subpar, then A, they'll be the first to tell you, and B, they'll be very much looking forward to getting back out there to bounce back from it.
Did you guys give much consideration to Chris Johnson when he was available?
Yeah, it's going back to when free agency, just this spring. No, I know we were always very much in touch with the list as far as what names were available, but I'm sure he was discussed.
I mean, when you guys had the injuries during camp, and we'd ask you about, like, Ray Rice, and Chris Johnson was still on that list. I think they signed him late in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
So was he in the discussion then?
Yeah, as I said back then, we were very well aware of who was available and knew who we were getting back when, felt good with the guys that were here.
With Hawkins in the protocol, does that mean Dwayne Bowe could be up this week? And
could be. We'll make that decision at the end of the week. When I mean, we have a rough idea of, and we'll practice our plan how we, you know, think it should play out. But there'll be some of those decisions will be based on how practice goes.
Do you think you miss his size?
Sorry, follow up. Go ahead.
Do you think you miss his size when I mean, obviously he hasn't played much for you, but the fact that you don't have a guy with that body type on Sundays?
Yeah, and that's one thing and we talked about it from the beginning, of wanting to have your receiver room kind of have that diversity of skill set and size being included in that. And that's where it's been helpful for us, that Gary's been able to step up into that quote unquote big target void. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Have you had conversations with him, or has he reached out to either his position joker, or like, what do I need to do better to get on the field?
Yeah, you know, Dwayne has a sense of what he needs to get done. I mean, we have conversation with our players, it's not just Dwayne. I mean, our staff is very interactive. Our coordinators are very interactive. So, guys should at all times have a good idea where they stand.
On the question about Arians, it looks like you went against the Bruce coordinator to coordinator, and you know him a little bit, I guess. Mm-hmm. Your impressions of what characterizes him as a leader, as a guy?
No, he's very innovative. They do a lot. They test a lot of your rules. I mean, he is a unique character. If you've ever spent any time around him, you know, Pete said I should have worn, instead of wearing this hat, I should have wore one of Bruce's trademark hats to the press conference. But no, he is. I've known him for a long time. He coached at Temple. Coached a very good one of my best friends at Temple a long time ago. So I've kind of known Bruce through coaching circles. And I've always, you know, a great deal of respect. His teams are well coached. They're ready to play, and they do a lot of things to stress you from a schematic standpoint.
On that comment, interesting comment about Bruce being unique. You know, a lot of us were here when he was coordinator here, so that resonates. But in your view, what's different about him? He's a little bit different kind of guy.
I think he says what a lot of us think and would like to say. Bruce is, I would say, is probably unfiltered. Is probably the best way to put it. And he has his opinions, and some of them are mainstream, and a lot of them aren't. And he's he's not afraid to put himself out there, and you have to admire it. And he just has one of those personalities. He's fun to be around and a great storyteller and he's just one of the better personalities that we have in our coaching fraternity.
He has a reputation for not being afraid to get after players, like in public, dressing them down somehow, but then can go to them afterwards and say, either hug them or whatever. Do you is that one of those things that not every coach can do that? You have to kind of be true to your personality.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, I don't think you feel that I think when coaches get in trouble, it's when they step out of their personality and say, okay, how would a coach act in this situation? And you got to be yourself. And that's the way he is. And he's never shied away from it.
Can Hayden Gibson do your shot in the defense?
They can, absolutely. And we'll be careful with their reps so far just because of the amount of inactivity that they've had, and we'll make sure that we build it up to game day if in fact that they are that they'll be good to go. We're optimistic about Joe now that he's out of the protocol, but he hasn't taken the field for a while, so we're certainly aware of that. And then Gip's been out for a little bit too. We just have to be smart, be prudent just between now and game day and getting them the right amount of work.
6 TDs. I mean, there was some talk about him maybe being on the backside of his career. Obviously, that's not the case. What do you see there?
No, I just think it's that group of skill players is playing very well. I think it's a good marriage of what they do schematically. I think the quarterback's very much in tune with those guys, and he doesn't have any one favorite. I mean, John Brown's playing at a extremely high level. He's one of the fastest guys in the league. It certainly presents a challenge for us to have that type of speed in your secondary. It's a credit to how they're and the numbers back it up. I mean, I think they're second in the league in scoring and gaining a lot of yards on people. So it's a big challenge.
My NFL investigators confirmed that they actually met with Avon Police in the Johnny Manziel situation. Have they had any participation here in the building with any players or staff members? And do you feel that this Johnny Manziel situation, that he won't be suspended or fined or anything like that from the league?
Yeah, that's still in the process of playing itself out, so I'm not going to go into detail with that.
Anything else?
Hey, Mike, is Robert Turbin, you talked about him the other day playing a little more. Do you expect his role to continue to expand?
We look at it each week from a matchup standpoint, what personnel groups and what plays are we running, and try to match the personnel. It's not just the running backs, but I think Flip does a good job, especially with the receivers, kind of matching guys to the plan. So, he showed, I don't know if he'd say he's 100% back, but he's close, and certainly showed, in the long run especially, and a couple others what he's capable of. So, we're pleased that he's here and looking forward to more production.
Like you said, Monday, you would know when the league interviews Johnny. Do you know? Mm-hmm.
I do. I do know that when the league will interview Johnny.
Can you share?
Do I have to?
Yeah, confidential.
Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians. Well,
Rafshi just tweeted that he is told in record.
Let's all put it this way. It's imminent. Yes. Yeah, there's a sense of urgency to it, and that meeting is imminent.
I'm sorry, just for fun. I mean, the league doesn't usually react as quick soon after those meetings. Are you confident that you'll have Manziel on your roster for Sunday?
Yeah, we're just wait and see. I mean, it's the league has its protocol on how they handle these situations, and we've been ultra cooperative to date, and we'll continue to be.
That was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. It is imminent that the league will talk with Johnny Manziel, noting also that this Arizona Cardinals team, as we talked about in the open, as complete a team as the Browns have faced this year. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4, we'll open up the phone lines. We'll hear from you, 216-578-0850. We've got the mailbag to come, so don't forget to tweet us using the hashtag AskCBD, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_Daily, or at MattWilhelm35. And we will go ahead and get into that mailbag in just about 10 to 15 minutes. That's all coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4.